Last week, we were notified that we have been named as a defendant in a multi-party federal lawsuit.
Good morning, Flagler County. I'm Peter Killeen. You're listening to Flagler's Morning News. Flagler County is among 50 county and city governments named in a federal lawsuit over restrictions placed on registered sex offenders. Erica Fox reports.
Flagler County Attorney Michael Rodriguez says the Florida Action Committee filed the lawsuit August 11th in federal court in Tallahassee. The case also names neighboring St. John's, Putnam, and Volusia counties. The nonprofit claims state and local rules limiting where registered offenders may live, travel, gather, and communicate violate their constitutional rights. Rodriguez explained why Flagler County was included.
It's a nonprofit that's suing the state of Florida and various counties that have sexual offender registry ordinances. They're suing on the constitutionality of these ordinances. So the counsel for the plaintiff has contacted us to see if we would waive service of process in the action. I reviewed the complaint. They're just throwing everything out there. Mainly, it's challenging the constitutionality of the state statute. We have certain more stringent standards than the state. However, they don't name any specific plaintiff that's been adversely affected by Flagler County's ordinance. We're just lumped in with every other county and city that has their own distance requirements.
Commissioners agreed to waive formal service of the lawsuit. Rodriguez says he will handle the case without outside counsel and ask the court to dismiss Flagler County. From the WNZF newsroom, I'm Erica Fox.
Liz Ryan has more reaction from Tuesday's election.
Trevor Tucker wants to sit in the District 4 seat on the school board. He got 39% of the vote on Tuesday. That means a runoff with Christy Chong, and he's confident.
I feel pretty good right now. The voting public came out, and it looks like they wanted change. With three people, it's hard to ever have one person over 50%, so I feel pretty good about it.
Another runoff we'll see in November is Jeannie Duarte versus Tony Amaral. He believes he's got what it takes to win.
I think people are going to realize that, you know, as a 43-year resident, got four generations of my family here, that I'm in it for the betterment of Palm Coast. They like to throw out the developer and all that, which I'm not. I'm just a small business owner who just happens to build homes. And I think that message will get out.
In other news, an invitation for you from John Phillips, president of Palm Coast Flagler Chamber of Commerce.
We will have our Chamber 101 event Friday. The first hour is Chamber 101, orientation for new chamber members. The second hour is our speed networking session. And in the third hour, we'll have Lisa Curavilla doing a coaching and culture session on leadership. Senator Ashley Moody's office will be with us. If any of our listeners need any support from the federal agencies or anything else from Senator Moody's office, swing by Daytona State College between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Friday.
For details, go to pcfchamber.com. From the WNZF Newsroom, I'm Liz Ryan.
Jacksonville has been very philanthropic, and I'm always amazed by the great things we've been able to accomplish. And hearing everyone's passion here in Flagler County, I cannot wait to see where we go from here.
That was Tabitha Fjork, wife of PGA Tour great Jim Fjork. Their foundation has hosted Fjork and Friends, a PGA Champions Tour event in Jacksonville since 2021. This fall, it has a new home, the Hammock Dunes Ocean Course. The event has raised $5.4 million for charities in Northeast Florida, and the Fjorks are excited to expand their efforts to the Tour Stop's new home.
When we came here, we learned about this amazing organization called Provision Packs, and we're really proud to be a part of it. Feeding kids has always been a passion of ours.
They've also donated $50,000 to the Flagler County Education Fund. Tournament Director Adam Renfro believes fans will embrace the new venue.
It would be amiss on their part if they came this way to experience a tournament and didn't experience the resort.
The Hammock Dunes location will expand the event beyond Jacksonville.
We're certainly hoping that we get crowds from Daytona, Orlando.
Tournament takes place the week of October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. For Flagler's Morning News, I'm Mike Lucia.
This local news is a service of Flagler County's Toyota dealer, Beaver Toyota in St. Augustine, conveniently located right off I-95 at exit 311. The City of Palm Coast, in partnership with local community groups, is holding a housing empowerment workshop tomorrow to provide residents with essential tools for long-term housing success. Jacqueline Gonzalez is Site Development Coordinator.
We'll talk about the programs that are being offered here that are available to you that can assist you. We can actually help you save your home.
Gonzalez says the free public educational series is designed to help community members protect their properties and better navigate complex housing programs.
We help you create budgets and help you with credit counseling. I have an attorney who's going to come in and actually sit down. You don't ever get free legal advice.
Workshops will be held at the Southern Recreation Center. Each event includes an informational session from 9 to 10 a.m., followed by one-on-one discussions with housing experts from 10:15 a.m. to noon. And now you're up to date on Flagler's Morning News. I'm Peter Killeen.